Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalar Mabez, teaches us, Tanra Bonim, Shlosh Dvarim Ola B'machshav Liboreis, there were three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided during the Sheish Shmei Bereishis that they should come into creation, Vim Loi Olu, and even had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not had this plan, Dinu Shiyalu. It is critical, it was crucial that these concepts should come to the world. Alameshi Yasriach, that a body of a person who passes away decomposes, because were it not that the body decomposes, then people would never bury their loved ones who pass away, and they would have them, so to speak, in the house all the time, the remains, and they would never be able to move on in life. That a person who passes away should be forgotten. That grain should become spoiled. Why should grain become spoiled? Because if grain would not become spoiled, people who own grain, farmers, would just continue to store the grain and not make it available in the market, which would, of course, drive up the price of grain very considerably. And grain, which is used for bread and for all other very important food items, is a necessary staple. It's necessary, therefore, that it should be available at a reasonable price. That currency should be accepted. Because if we think about it, you could have a $100 bill. But the $100 bill is certainly not worth $100. But that currency should be accepted is critical in order that there should be a sound economic system available in the world. So the Gemara here said that one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already put into place from Sheish Shemei Breshis, from the beginning of the world, is that our mesh shetishtakach min alev, that a person who passes away should always be remembered, should be forgotten. And there's a very fundamental question, which, as we will see in our shiur today, why is it that our meshet tishtakach min alev? Some rishonim, and it seems that that's the way Rashi learns, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world that even if someone's close relative, Rachmana Litzlan, passes away, that he should be forgotten, because if he won't be forgotten, people would just remain in their state of grief indefinitely, remain paralyzed in that state of grief, and it would become difficult, if not next to impossible, to continue. And according to this understanding, the two things that the Gemara mentions, Alameshi Yasriach, Alameshi Shtakach Manalev, actually travel together. Both of them are there that people should not become paralyzed in their grief. However, there's a different approach to this. And that is really based on the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara Masechta Brachos Nun Ches Amud Beis says, Harayas Chaver L'Achash Neim Asa Chodesh, if somebody hasn't seen a friend of his for 12 months, if he meets him after 12 months, I'm a Bar Chaya Meisim. At that time he makes a Brach M'Chaya Meisim. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Ein HaMes M'Shtakach Man Alev, El La'achash Neim Asa Chodesh. A mess is not forgotten until 12 months. Shenemar nishkachti kemeis mileiv hayisi kekli oivid. And Rashi explains there, and divrei maskil kekli, that just like if you have a vessel, and if you lose it after 12 months, the halacha assumes that there's yush balib, that after 12 months you've given up on finding it. Here too, a mace, a person you haven't seen for 12 months, is already forgotten. And so too, a mace after 12 months is forgotten. According to this understanding, it's not specific to a mace. According to this, the human mind forgets, or at least certainly begins to forget, after 12 months. So in other words, before we go any further, we have here a very fundamental question. Why is a mess forgotten after 12 months? Is it a special concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, that people who are no more, who pass away, should be forgotten after 12 months? It could even be explained somewhat. I saw that the Shulah says that the neshama of someone who leaves the world, for the first 12 months after he leaves the world, his neshama is not completely yet at rest in the Olam HaEmes, so to speak, as much as we can understand this, traveling between this world and next world. But once 12 months have passed, it already now has its final resting in the Olam HaEmes. And once it has its final resting in the Olam HaEmes, then it becomes forgotten. So it's something specific. So this characteristic of forgetting is specific to a mace. Or does this really apply to everything? And after 12 months, HaKadosh Baruch, the way the human mind works is, things become forgotten. And this question has a very specific halachic relevance. We know that every year, the Shabbos before Purim, we read Parashas Zachar. The Torah tells us Zachar, Tiskas Osloch HaMelech. We have to remember what HaMelech did to us. Zachar, like Tishkach, we have to remember not to forget. And it's an obligation that's once a year. As we know, Shabbos Parashas Zachar, the Shabbos before Purim. In a normal year, the interval from one Parashas Zachar to the next Parashas Zachar is 12 months. But we know that in the Jewish calendar, there are certain years that are leap years, that have 13 months, that have two Adars. And Parashas Zachar, we know, is read in the Shabbos before Purim, which is the Shabbos which will be 13 months away from the previous Parashas Zachar that was read. And the question is, if we're saying now that the shear of remembering is 12 months, so how do we read Parashas Zachar 13 months later in a leap year? So the Maram Shik, indeed, says that he discussed this question with his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, and he said, and his Rebbe indeed told him, the Chassam Sofer said, that in a year, in a leap year, he has a mind when they read Parshas Kisetse during the summer, and the Parsha of Amalek at the end of Parshas Kisetse, he has a mind to remember Parshas Mechias Amalek, and be remembering at that time Parshas Mechias Amalek, so it's not 12 months since the last Parshas Zachar, and not 12 months till the next Parshas Zachar, and therefore he never has a situation that more than 12 months have passed since he forgot, since he heard Parshas Zachar the last time. The Satmar Rebbe has a tshuva in Chelek HaRechayim, Simla Megelmel, and Shalos Tshuvas Divrei Yoel, discussing this issue. Should indeed this be our minig, that when we read Parashas Kisetse in the summer before a leap year, to have in mind that I want to be Yoitze Mitzvah Zechiras Mechias Amolek, to make sure it shouldn't be more than 13 months? And he in that tshuva has many reasons many, many reasons why it should not, why one should not be obligated to do so. First of all, he says that this concern that the Maram Shik, the Chasam Sofer raised, were well known to the previous Rishonim, and yet we don't find in any of the Rishonim that they should mention this concern. Moreover, not only the Rishonim, he says, Chazal, who instituted Parsha Zohar, also knew that in our calendar there's a leap year. And even though they knew that there's a leap year in our calendar, they still didn't say that Parsha Zohar should be done differently in the year in a leap year. Moreover, he says in that tshuva that this is a kula, this is a chumra kamta kula. Because he says no one could disagree, even the Chasam Sofer, he says, certainly agrees that the time, the proper time for Parsha Zohar is the Shabbos before Purim. What we're learning in our Gemara is that what we're learning from the Chasam Sofer is that in a leap year, also have in mind when you learn, when we read Parshas Ki Tzeitse, to think about Zechiras Mechias Amalek. Well, what's going to happen? Somebody's going to hear this Chasam Sofer, and he's going to come to Shul, Parshas Ki Tzeitse, and then when Parsha Zohar comes around, which is clearly the time that he should be thinking about it, he's going to say, I was already Yoitza Parsha Zohar back in the summer, which of course is what is not what Chazal, not what Chasam Sofer intended. So he says, you have to be careful because sometimes when you make these chumras, you end up with a kula. Then he goes on to say, and then he goes on to discussion, which is what's specifically relevant to our shir. He says, no matter what explanation we follow in our Gemara, that goes Rav Meshach to Shtakas Man Alev, that it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that we should forget things after 12 months, cannot be connected to Parsha Zohar. One, he explains, because, as we said earlier, that it seems for many Rishonim, particularly with the explanation that we quoted from the Shulah, that this is a special rule that was mentioned, that was said regarding Mason, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria that people who pass away should be forgotten. It has nothing to do with anybody else. So, Amalek is not somebody who's dead. Unfortunately, there are plenty of Amalekim, there are plenty of Rishoim still in our times. Amalek is not just Amalek from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, you can't compare Amalek to a mace. But one could perhaps suggest that at the beginning of our shiur, we said, there are two ways of understanding our Gemara. One way of understanding our Gemara is indeed that this is a halacha, that this is a fact that only applies to Mason. But we gave a different explanation. We also said that this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that everything should be forgotten. If everything should be forgotten, so then Amalek, if we won't speak about him for 12 months, will also be forgotten. So aren't the Maram Shik and the Chasam Sofer therefore correct? So the Satmar Rebbe makes two points on that. One point he says is that there's two dinim, there's two psukim regarding Mechias Amalek. One is Zohar and one is Loitishkach. He says the chiv of Zohar, that once a year we have to verbally say that we have to obliterate Zecher Amalek, is indeed an annual event. But there's another chiyuv, and that is loy tishkach, never to forget. The chiyuv of never forgetting, that is every day. So when is there a concern that you're going to forget? You're going to forget if you only speak about it once a year. So once a year is once in 12 months. But this is not, Mechias HaMoed is not something that's only mentioned once a year. The Zohar is once a year. The Leit Tishkach is every day. And since the Leit Tishkach part is mentioned every day, that is enough that it should be, even if you didn't say it for 12 months, you didn't hear Parashat Zohar for 13 months, the concern of Gozru Al Ames, that there's forgetfulness after 12 months, would not apply. Furthermore, he says, you can't bring a raya from the forgetting of a Aveda Tamalek, because he says if that's the what you're going to use as your guide, he says the halacha is that if I find something, I have to make an announcement, the Gemara Masechta Metzia, and the halacha is that I have to make that announcement by the Sholosh Regalim. So he says, what happens if I found something right before Pesach? I'll make an announcement on Pesach. I'll make an announcement on Shavuos. And then I'll make an announcement on Sukkot. So it's only 7 months. So are we going to say that Parashat Zohar has to be read every 7 months? That even the Chasam Sofer doesn't say. So he says, from here we see that we cannot compare and use the halachas that apply when we lose something by an aveda to the halachas that apply in other areas of the Torah. And then, in conclusion, he has a very long and interesting discussion. He says, there's a machlokes rishonim, if Purim is midaraisa or midarabonim. Obviously, most rishonim, starting with the Rambam, don't consider Purim a mitzvah daraisa. And you can't consider Purim a mitzvah daraisa because the Purim was only inaugurated as a commemoration of what happened in the time of Mordechai and Esther and Achashverosh, which was long after the Torah. But he quotes the opinion of the Bahag that does say that Purim is a deraisa. The obvious question. How could Purim be deraisa if Purim wasn't, the story didn't happen till many years later? He says that we find many such circumstances in the Torah where the halacha is there already from the time when the Torah was given to us, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the actual mitzvah wasn't publicized until it became relevant. And therefore he suggests, and he quotes the Yitzchak Moshe, who has a whole explanation, that Purim was already told to Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't publicize it until the time it became, until we all became aware of it by the Nes of Purim. He says that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Ksev Zay Zikaron B'Sefer V'Sim B'Oznei Yeshua. So he says Ksev Zay Zikaron is regarding what it says in the Torah. The Sefer is the Megillah. That Moshe Rabbeinu was already told to write the Megillah, but says the Yitzchak Moshe, he was told the Sim B'Oznei Yeshua. Just mention it quietly to Yeshua. Don't publicize it yet. And therefore, he wants to suggest that Purim and Parashat Zohar were already instituted midaraisa. That Parashat Zohar is the Shabbos before Purim is when we read the Parashat Mechias Amalei. And you can't, and that's what the Torah says. And if it's a leap year, it's 30 months from one Parashat Zohar to the next Parashat Zohar. I also saw in the Shaifer Shail Sechuvus Mekadosh Yisrael on Purim, where he discusses this. And he says there's another concern when reading Parshas Kisaitse, having also in mind Parshas Zohar. He says, because it's a problem You can't do one act and fulfill two mitzvahs. So Parshas Kiseitze comes. I have a chiv kriyas atayra of Parshas Kiseitze. Even the Chasam Sofer doesn't suggest that we read the parash twice. So you can't be reading Parshas Kiseitze and at the same time also when you're reading the parash that you have an obligation of chiv kriyas atayra, also simultaneously fulfill the mitzvah of mechiyas amolek. And even though he says that it's very clear from the Gemara Masechta Brachos that we have an obligation to say Krishma twice a day, but by fulfilling that obligation of saying Krishma, we also fulfill our obligation of Talmud Torah. So you see that you can do two mitzvahs with one act. So the Paiskim say, because what really is the mitzvah of Krishma? The mitzvah of Krishma is Talmud Torah. So it's not that I have two separate mitzvahs. I have a mitzvah of Krishma and I have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And now I have a problem. How can I combine two mitzvahs with one act? That's not what it is. Krishma and Talmud Torah are one and the same. And therefore, it's not a problem. However, certainly the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah that comes every Shabbos and the chiv of Parshas Zohar, of Zohar Shoslucha Molech, are certainly two very separate and distinct obligations. And therefore, you can't be Mekayim those two obligations anyway with one Kriya.